If you could just slow that tape down that you don't have, you could hear all the good jokes. Oh, don't get excited. Look, he's messing up on theme work.
Can you disappear?
Okay, well, go ahead. Dobbs will talk to anybody now.
Dobbs will babble. It's part of the con.
Dobbs is speaking from the Consumer Fraud Pavilion.
Dobbs is
a fabulous theme world.
How about the wonderful theme world? We're watching this broadcast live from theme world this morning. It's a wonderful Berkeley morning.
Mrs. Yuka Brogovitz had not actually traveled to the planet Venus, as she put it. She had actually traveled
in
to
the bubble
theme
bus.
World. In its prototypical state.
Edited with precision.
Sure, I'm glad I stayed up for this. How about you?
Listening distress.
That's right. Unless you send $20 in the next hour, we'll continue with this until 7 in the morning.
We like dead air.
Monster girls are awake protecting you.
Just awful.
Look, I see the little blinking $20 bill lighting up.
Thank you. That was a 50.
But no, really.
I
really
love San Francisco. You're beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful.
We love you.
You stink, you're worse than scum. You're the essence of stench. You're the stink of death.
My bad.
We've gone to Rack and Ruin by way of the Cummins steam anchor ovens.
Well, Mike, what happened?
We're listening
I
to the plaintive
lost
voices
somewhere
from
down the
pit.
Line. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yes, we need to interview some more of these damned souls and find out what makes them tick.
That's right. Let's go back up the garden path words. Here.
Are they like you and me, or are they different like you probably?
Oh, come on. I haven't got all day.
Yeah, let's go back up the garden path now.
That's the one.
Yes, that's
get
one of those bounders.
Chase him. Go on.
Log in.
Oh, big mouth. That's how we have to deal with
he's
this theme world.
If
they start looking silly and different, we just take care of them.
Need we say more?
And how do you take care of them at Do the Boys Hall?
That's how we take care of them.
We drop them into the slack generator.
Wackford Manor.
My belly.
Here we see the large sausages and meatloaf made of these unfortunate lads. What for? Bad fortune.
Hello, you're the radio station.
I want to know about Bob Dunn.
Bob?
Bob?
Bob,
yeah,
again?
Bob was last year.
Bob last year?
Hey ho, lads. Too bad.
Scientists agree.
Yes, when an alcoholic becomes such a sop that he extrudes alcohol from every pore and he sits in a hot, close room with no circulation, bang, up he goes. He turns into a charred cinder, a mummy, a hideous human hulk sitting in a chair. It's disgusting, and the stench pervades the building so that no one will ever want to rent there. It'll have to be hosed out with firemen and sandblasted by sandmen, and then, only then, can it be made pure for decent people like you and me. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. For thou art of the beasts of the field, which defecate on the ground, and rot each upon the other, caring not where their seed is planted. And yet the beasts know not of evil, and I am well pleased with them, for they deny us not much.
Is this a theme world?
Be therefore like unto the
am I in theme world?
The whirling wheels.
Anything else is just a game.
And look. There, up on the horizon, the bright burning
city of
Megalopopolisopolis. It's a truly imitator of Theme World. You see, Theme World is really a glimpse of where everybody is either going or might go.
Feels
theme
good
world
here in Theme
any
World.
Any possibility that
could
have never seemed improbable at any time before this.
I'm so glad.
It's the beginning, it's the end.
Oh, hi, it's there.
It's
got one of
the, it's a robot sushi place.
I found the altar. It's in the sushi bar.
Three different hamburgers to choose from
and
wherever
isn't that
you go.
The key to evolutionary world success? Burgers. Diversity.
Yes.
It's actually like that down here. There's actually four other shows going right now, and they're all in their warm-up stages, and they'll be opening up and displaying themselves on the air for you very
that's
soon.
Right.
Now we land in another park in Theme World.
This is geology, Bill. Here, giant rock formations surround you for the moment you leave.
You big hesitate to call.
Squeezing, yes. These rock concerts are no fun. It must be Channel 20 at 11:30.
I can just move this one big rock. English
accent. You can tell time by what show you're on.
Oh, thanks, boys. Thanks. Yeah.
And lo, it was made manifest in all the countries where it was known.
Let's look at my map here.
Well, that's where the two movies found.
Oh, it tore my Theme World map.
Be careful, you didn't tear that hanging.
It's right in the future.
Apparently, with very little.
Look, that little speaker is talking to us. Quick, hide over here.
It's like a living.
I think they
see if it can't catch up.
We gotta get out of here. We're in the wrong theme.
Let's see if we can get over here to the next door theme.
Oh, yeah. I'll have the sausage and theme.
Yeah, they roll you in breakfast here. Whatever you order, they'll fix it up for a 6-foot person and roll you around in it. Those little 3-inch speakers will just
put your head on the radio.
Form a lasting damage molecule in your brain.
The magic mystic massage of Bob.
There is a chance this show makes sense.
In there.
Are we communicating? Are we on the same plane?
Hello out there.
This is the tiny little West Coast community.
But you are you now. We are on the tape. But you, you are you.
No, nobody's here. Go back to sleep. You don't have to work this morning.
Tape, but I'm the whole church. Yes, I've got the whole church here inside my cab. Now leave me alone. I want an equal part of this.
Well, do you,
I want
before
my show
you
back.
Explode, do you have
get
an amazing
rid of these English
continue.
Crazy.
Now here we're looking at
it. Why is the good book brand ride running at this moment? I paid $17.50 ticket.
That's the Gabofranosaurus there in Primal World, picking off passers-by with his razor-sharp mandibles. And the crowd loves it.
Now we, too, have seen the future. Must it be our future?
Yes, this is the ghost Nelson, not the real Nelson. This is the juju spirit of Nelson.
Too noisy.
It floats in an ectoplasmic mass above the body of the actual Nelson.
Yep, a donkey.
Attenuated to it by stringently tendrils.
What good is a donkey?
But don't worry, caller, because there'll always be another day. Tomorrow the birds will sing. And even now, as we talk, a creeping dawn is sneaking up on us all.
Stay tuned for the golf report.
Like the regular old trustee who comes out and opens the door, the old wrinkled friendly porter who comes out day after day, quite dependable. But there may come a day when that old steward, when that old retainer doesn't come no more, and when that day comes, the sun will go out and the earth will fall into a huge hole.
Jolly good show.
The alpha is pushed to one direction and the omega is given an equivalent push to the other end. And in our curved, circular, globular, bulbous cosmos, all meets in the end as relativity and Einsteinian logic must be free.
12 million miles a minute and that's the fastest speed there is.
Here we see magnificent septic sewage pits.
Wait, hell no, we can't show that. I'm sorry, we can't show that.
Yes, the far spaces between the molecular distances that connect us all. Some folks call it friendship. Others have a deep word that ain't as nice. Deep understanding? Well, that might do it for some folks, mister, but...
Hello.
Could you tell me something?
Yes. Or can people tell you something?
Where is your transmitter located?
We're in
Russia now. We're going there to Votan. We've been invited by the Soviet Socialist Republic.
Yeah, this is just the tape you always hear in your good stereo system talking to you back on the phone line.
Can you tell me where the transmitter is located for the KPFA station here in Berkeley?
Sutro Tower.
And where's that?
In the basement, certainly.
That's gigantic,
isn't it?
Put your package at the right front leg of the thing, and you should have the results you desire.
While we fight these space wars for your safety, as you gasp, remember this
astonishment.
It costs you a lot of money to sleep. When you fight the bad guys, it doesn't come cheap.
Unfortunately,
this tape has been doctored.
So give what you can.
Yes, but look at him sleep. Maybe he'll sleep for 1,000 years.
But how? The monster. It sees us. Look, its eye is beginning to open.
Why, this was not in the script. The monster was supposed to stay asleep.
Oh, Doctor, the monster. How must we get the monster back to sleep?
I cannot do anything about this. It is too big. Look, behind us. It is behind us.
It must be electronically stimulated. Yes.
Behind us is the friend of all good boys and girls.
Well, let's get on the plane to Monster Island.
Okay, you check the baggage.
Thomas, how you get in studio?
I own studio. I have listened.
Feeling run down? Need that power plant check? Well, there are no more parts.
Element to
live with it.
Just stay down.
Remember the antediluvian monsters in Primal World and Team World.
All right, General.
In the country of the mind, in the galaxy of resistance, somewhere else, in Far World.
I would tell you, but the monster, it twisted my arm behind my back until I had to give away the secret of Team World.
Prolongations.
Team World.
So
that's where I was.
Dwelling far off on a
my computer brain reviewed the information that I had up to that time.
Against the
icky black. Why am I thinking with Hal's voice?
Teamwork.
Well,
put your mouth on the radio.
I can tell by your voice you don't mean it, boy.
And, it was said that to have enough would enable the soul to retain its potent ka. And its ka, of course, was what we call ectoplasm. They would collect them in the jars of
collectoplasm, we used to call it as kids.
Yes, this collectoplasm in the canoptic jars was poured forth on the ground.
Yeah, we put it in jars and made it live again. Push it around and give it a name.
Of eternal desuetude.
Then they would make it dance with laser guns.
Doctor, your big spot getting cold.
Should I worry about the breakup of the belt?
Yes, because you are your own phone company now. You know that. You are who you call. Haven't you ever heard of anything like that before?
So I can send the bills to myself and the checks to myself, right?
Right.
Okay.
And your statement is your contract. Yeah, and if you don't pay up, you can shut your own phone off.
Well, all I own because 50% of Bob's shoes.
You've got them?
Yeah, well, the right to them anyway. After death, so to speak.
Oh, you've got the right shoe after death. Okay.
Yeah, you saw that movie. It's nominated for a lot of awards. Yeah, the
right shoe. The right shoe, yeah, I saw that.
Pretty good stuff.
So you all became part of Unitalk, Amerifone, Teleyank East, Dixie Vox, U.S. Transpeak, or the Bell Panhandle. So you better memorize their logos.
Ah, yes, this one's just a little tinkling thing on a green background.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it's really attractive.
So, and your own logo should not violate these downstairs trademarks in worrying your design.
This is really a nice one.
Submit your logo for approval to Gary Gabrofram no later than June 1st, 1984.
That's true. My personal telephone logo has a picture of Skirt Girl cuddling a little phone in her bosom and talking nice to it.
I just don't know what you're doing.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to hitchhike down to the station so I can be on the show now. If you come by Shaq and ask me to
pick
me up.
Before the men arrive at your premises, make certain that you have disassembled each telephone registered in your name with the knurled knob wheel on the underside, force one full step past the detente.
Well, let's punch up the next fall guy.
Okay. Did you say that on the air?
What happened to commission investigating the assassination of Bob Dodds?
We threw it in a ditch and covered it over with some dirt.
Without having come to any conclusion?
The conclusion?
Yes.
There was a conclusion.
Who done it?
President Reagan sealed the findings of the commission until the year 2573.
It happened in front of over 600 people.
I know. I know who did it.
She knows because she saw the doggy pile after the show.
Well, I know why they did it.
Bob!
Boy, what happened here, Sid? This place wasn't pushed in. It was pulled out.
It looks something like somebody imploded, you know what I mean? But we've got to keep up with this investigation. Let's see what this so-called caller has to say.
Wires, you know,
things falling, almost hitting the floor, but not quite.
You know.
Why don't you try some of that? We'll be right back.
Yeah, we've got an equalizer down there.
Yeah, not loaded right now, though.
Operation into the hands of a madman. I used to work in a studio.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Yeah, you call that work?
Well, I'm a musician now.
I can tell. It's slow speech. It's the third gate.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah. Come on, ladies. It's not polite. Please, please.
Neutralize him.
Copyrighted music. Copyrighted music.
They're
get
trying
the
to
air.
Communicate with us, I believe.
I realize that
in my country, when they play that song, it means they want you to come out and have sex.
Stop it. You're only depressing me further.
We can scare you to ignorance.
Right. No, we can't put anybody else's show on our show. I'm sorry.
No,
we just have our show here.
Verboten.
Yes.
Now, let's suppose that
I just lost my mind just for about three or four minutes. Okay, but that doesn't absolve you of the responsibility
right
toward those phones
sir,
in your house.
To the subgenius hour and a half of no
right.
slack where
right.
you
yes,
are the
you're
victim
with us.
And we are the willing
you're right there.
Of your carcass on the air.
Have any poodle sauce recipes?
Yes, that's puzzling evidence.
Get off of her. Get over here and talk on the air.
I do.
It's like having your own two-minute show. Yeah, I know. No responsibility. You can just go back to sleep while we have to guard the airwaves for people like you. I hope you're responsible enough to fill out those forms.
Without KPFA.
And I hope you've measured the total length, unkinked, of course, of the telephone cord on your premises in inches and divided this figure by 3.5. The resulting number should overmatch your temporary changeover identification digit.
Yes, we're only a figment of the airways right now. As we come trying to sneak our way into your little lives.
It feels so good out here in the future.
Trying to grab you and your little radio and
your
very
and your little phone. Remember your phone.
phone will ring frequently during this changeover phase. Please do not answer. Ignore smoking, sparking, or vibrating equipment.
Another caller here at the station.
Have you started yet?
No. We're just practicing. Yeah, if you know that guy. Well, okay. Well, what do we put on the bottom of the skis? Hoorah.
Hoorah. Yes, sir.
Yes, welcome to the wonderful world of Congolian.
Yes, I'm going to lay down here on a nice, cool panel and watch the girls. Oh, there comes one down. Look, she's wearing a nice coating of mastic. It looks delicious.
Well, I really think we should talk about something here.
Okay, this is
1983. Just imagine.
Remember, yeah, just imagine. There you are. You're in the
you're a little bit
Okinawa soccer international stadium there, and you've paid over $400 for your front row seat for
unbelievable.
You band that dare not speak its name, only performance in Japan, the only stop on its entire tour, except for the short visit to the Hilton on Guam, wasn't that right?
Right, because the president requested that we go to the Guam Hilton or the Good House of Gaming Hotel down there in Tumon Bay and play, and of course we did. That was last night or the night, but well, they're
yeah, that's the Guam House
ahead of
good
us.
Sleeping, always a pleasure to stay there whenever we're in Asia.
And, nobody could figure it out, but that was it. All of it was the little song.
Well, that seemed to kill all the telephone callers anyway.
Yes. Audience elimination experiments are always a success with the Wotan doctors. It's a historical fact. We can drive the mosquitoes right out of an Arkansas swamp.
Bob Dobbs takes my tax from me.
Yeah, Bob.
Everything hurts.
Totally right. Good morning, Berkeley, Fresno, and all of Northern Central California. You're here with historical Wotan pain and slack. Yes, we're going through all kinds of history tonight. So ask any questions of the Wotan band that you'd like to try at this time. Okay, let's sing, shall we?
Hello, you're on Nice Try Radio. Yeah, nice try.
Okay, there goes the caller swimming away from the building.
And there goes the tune, and there goes the song. Yes, and there goes the evening.
If we have songs we don't like, we put them in a bag, take them to the bridge with a big rock, and throw them in. Floating away and struggling and trying to get out of the potato sack of bad music that they're encapsulating in.
About those guys that are calling and stuff, you know, I don't think you have to worry about them because I don't think anybody could really hurt you or anything. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to come down there and really terrorize you guys or anything. I mean, everybody loves you in California.
What?
Yeah, looking at you, kid.
Naturally, should you be caught tampering with your fingers up to the greasy little elbow in the global cookie jar, our government will cowardly disavow any connection with you and the atrocious criminal scheme of your trust. This report is William Dowd.
Mr. President, the Soviets have stated
there I was, some genius agent in charge of all of Guam. I was thrilled. A whole island. One of the most important intelligence outposts in the Western world. All mine.
We have a caller, but we also have the caller who's patiently asked the question, what does Wotan have to do with the Church of the Subgenius?
I gotta spit all I need. I gotta spit real bad.
What?
And now, of course,
Doug, I'd have to say that this is one of the worst,
it changed to different
worst
weekend
bands I've ever heard in my life. I mean, this isn't even no wave.
I hear you just fine. Where's that scanner? Help us find it.
There they go.
Okay. Oh, no.
Here's somebody that may be able to help you. Hello, Dismal Radio.
Yeah, hi. I'm the scanner. Please program me.
And, of course, Puzzling Evidence will be serving coffee and...
Yes, in the meantime, though, there are no newts in this part of the jungle. They're just sparks and scary little people and stuff.
Could you repeat that?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I bet all you listeners out there, a bunch of 10-year-olds could do better than this. A bunch of 8-year-olds probably has more imagination than this sorry, tired bunch of... What?
Hey,
hello?
I'm
this is Evan Dunn in Palo Alto. I was listening to your show all morning on the way to work through the torrential rains and so forth, and I must say that, it was a fun... I was in stitches all morning.
Okay, you know, my grandmother always said, if you can't
what
say
exactly
something,
do we know
say
about
everything, you know?
I want to say something to all those poor people that, that have AIDS.
No, I try to
look poor people. Well, yeah. We be being paid for this.
Well, see, it's working now.
In fact, where's your money? I haven't seen your check cross this desk lately.
Just call your parents because I was not lost.
They will know that
my parents. Leave my parents out of this.
Well, it's a parent that you might not
I came to California to get away from my parents. They're thousands of miles away, and I...
Well, my friends, this is a question with such enlarged and distended gross ramifications that it's difficult to approach properly and explain with any degree of celerity. But nonetheless, since given the question, we must try.
It helps to understand the theories
the mumblings and spewings and ravings, the scary powers of Bob, sales and morality, the Hollywood death gods. Well, let's just say that Wotan was the deity that no longer dare speak his name.
That's 2 points.
Crummy program. What is it?
This is just the crummy program.
Yes.
You just gave us our new title. You win the $10 for the... No, I'm sorry, you don't.
There are California phones telemetry.
Report.
Each line disappears as we read it.
Take care of your television.
It disappears off the top of the screen. It's a constant roll.
That's exactly right. The whole plastic cast is taken off and shown to the natives.
Thank God it's all going down on tape.
It's time for Bob.
It is going down on tape, isn't it?
Salvation you get for free is worth just that.
Derek Hughesco, they have a way of making bacon out of beans now.
There it is now. Another order for breakfast coming in.
Yes, would you like a side of
keep up with all the pancakes we're trying to cook right now.
And somebody drop me 3 cheese omelets and 2 westerns.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, one morning we're going to do the breakfast show here.
Okay, number 7, would you take this western
number 9
out, please?
Number 7.
I don't know where number... She's number probably 9. Out there.
Somebody spit in this or what? Look at that.
You turn quickly from the window, and you go to the table in the small alcove where you are cut off from being seen by the telescreen.
We hope you've enjoyed our explanation to your question.
Hello, hello there, hello, hello.
Now, come on.
Oh.
She didn't hold on to the show hard enough.
How could there an extra dimension be here?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to get some good show, and I come in the station, and there's just this crummy show.
Well, that's your fault, Doctor. Remember, this is your show.
That is no consequence.
And what's your signy?
My signy.
Yeah.
My signy.
That's what it says here. What's your signy?
I can't imagine that anybody's still listening.
It's a sealed tape, right? Nobody's still listening. That was the last caller. On accountability. Yes, it says right here, you've insulted your last caller. Oh, that's a verifiable given in the Bay Area. Any time of the day or night.
It may not be legal.
But it's done. We're in trance, no? Since you are now your own telephone company, you must draft and what? And submit all appeals for adjustments.
Also discussed.
Refunds and redress to yourself. It's a felony to place a collect call to yourself and reverse the charges.
Is that another caller?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's
your brother. You've never met your brother, but here he is trying to talk to you. Desperately reaching out across... Okay, we're going to call your mother and see if we can get her in on this, too. What a wonderful surprise, huh, caller? I think this is worth sending someone.
Well, I warned you not to talk about my parents, so we're bringing
your parents
Paul's
mom
now.
To you.
Wait a minute.
Before long, she began to miss the beast and the life at the castle.
Thank you.
You know, and where would we all be without Mom sitting back there, dropping the Pop-Tarts into the toaster, throwing us out the door, screaming, yelling. Dangerous fool. All those punches, the cigarette burns, holding our heads underwater. You know, we got a lot to thank.
One moment, please.
Loyal, warm-hearted, which is why I can't.
Okay, I'm back.
Back from where? How was it?
Please check your company directory.
Is that what you want to do?
Of course. Because when my mother hangs up on me, it's because I know she cares.
And if you can't wait a little while, how can we expect you to wait a long time?
Come on, what's the matter with this TV generation short attention span bunch of so-called kids?
What? This is actually the Nice Sedate Show.
This is
we've stolen this show from someone else.
Yeah, you probably are funnier than us, but...
Oh, yeah.
There's a telephone next door.
Yes, and no reason to use it, so just sit down. We'll start the show all over again. Okay, here we go.
This is one, two, three.
This is radio in your mind.
That's right.
This is radio in your sleep.
But here they actually talk to you before they hang up.
Well, for a second.
And your calls are...
You're okay. Welcome to the show. That hurts you. You
like me. Tonight on my show, I'd like to present Women in America.
Okay, your show. 30 seconds. Now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, I was lying. Sorry. We only give you 10 seconds.
Mine.
Just what they mean. 100% ground bull.
Flat dogs.
What in the green hell is this thing about Tweety Bird?
Sweet Bird is rearrested. We will kiss our show goodbye.
Oh, nothing. What did he say?
Did Reedy do that?
Who? Oh, oops. Oh, who? What? Don't talk about anybody in Yosemite right now.
You know what?
Huh? Okay, thanks.
Agonizing pain like you never would imagine is possible.
And ate the teen sock hop. The teens cowered in terror for about 15 minutes and allowed the rug to engulf them. Now, cancer is caused
really
by pigments, by boredom and meaninglessness.
Wonderfully bad.
It can be prevented by action, thrills, sex, even overwork.
So, should have been taped.
How do you get a healthy, slackful outlook in the face of rampant eco-hell?
You dance around and around and around until you fall down dizzy.
And then all becomes clear.
Right then, we were so miserable. It stopped all the music.
I would like to invite that little poopy guy to practice ejectile vomiting, only this time put his whole brain in.
I know you don't need any of this stuff like what we're talking about.
No, you're living there on your own in this radio hell. There you go again. Drag.
Nice little radio hell.
Oh, hey, well, it's okay, you know.
Maybe it was the what?
Flipping around.
A little scary vegetables?
Yes, a head of lettuce in a wheelchair or something with 15 beautiful carrots surrounding it. I couldn't understand what was going on.
That'd be pretty scary.
English is very, very bad.
Hello, squalor.
Yeah, it's stuck. I can't get it out.
Stuck? Okay.
Turn it sideways. Unlock it.
Can't get it out.
Shake it.
On the other hand, if we choose not to stimulate the trigeminal nerve, watch what happens when we stimulate this nerve. The oculomotor nerve brings spasms of orgasmic pleasure throughout the entire brain.
Just let me hook the battery to the tweezers here.
Ha ha! That little brain is doing the limbo under this bar, which is a fluorescent tube, illuminating its interior.
Get a job, get a job.
No, the nurse can't do anything about this one. We're going to have to interact and interfere with the interrupting door, Sally.
You mean we're on our own? I've got to have a drink. Land a C5A in the middle temporal lobe, so you hang on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is simple.
We are blanketing this area with a smog of strangeness. We are pelting the earth with peculiarities.
Bob.
In the name of Bob, I demand that you hang up on me right away.
Would you co-sign for my show, Doug?
Oh, sure, why not? Here.
Civil license, which...
Yes, no, now I'm half responsible for this stupid thing.
Well, I would say just let your mouth run out of control. It would probably be the easiest thing to do.
Basically what we've got. True word of Bob.
all this time we're making this stuff up. I hate to tell it to you, buddy, but that was just a piece of paper with some stupid face on it.
True word of Bob.
We made up every true word. Every true word. We made it up, and now you have to make it up.
Hello? Or do you ever tape the show? Yes.
Well, I'm taping it.
I know. I forgot. The signal's right.
Puzzle radio.
Sometimes it's just not worth to turn my head this way and look at the power board and find out exactly where all the callers are.
Here's the new puzzling evidence toy that I just got from Wilco. It says, strides forth with arms in swinging action, uses eyes in sparkling battle with laser ray.
We haven't even...
What's it look like?
We're here. We are on the air. You mean this stinking radio is on the air?
Yeah, we're having some trouble reading you there on the surface.
With our direct trouble communication line to the surface, we're able to probe Berkeley as never before at this hour.
You got a minute.
Uh-uh. K-poo. Well, the whole station's lined with lead. We really can't get much of anything in here. We're really not allowed to have radios outside the station, so we really can't deal with it at all. They let us watch TV, and they also let us do other... We'll be going down now into the deepest part of the show. The part that's so funny you can't even hear it.
Here's the show massage. Didn't think we had a massage in this show, did you? But we do. It's a relaxing massage. Makes you kind of feel good all over and then gives you a receipt.
Puzzling evidence newsletter crawled across the station.
Whammy!
Off to the side of the camera and never let go.
The one about the king who lived in the woods.
Of course, the 10-day delay is in effect, so the people's and the people's message are separated by 10 days of actual calling distance.
Be careful. Be careful. Mysterious and evil forces are at work.
You're there, Doctor. Unfortunately, you're inside my head now, and I can't remove you. Please leave my brain, Dr. Hal.
You can't intimidate me, Abruntius. I'm hip to your scheme, as you would say. I won't take any more of those insults.
But I have permission from our government to kill this show, and I will be doing it soon.
Not if the little people who maintain themselves as our sole audience have anything to say about that.
What are you doing?
We can kiss this show goodbye.
What are you doing about it?
They're hitting us 1-2-1-2 with the rotten jokes.
Sushi Girl had flown in for the emergency show.
Oh, no, that's not Mimiko.
Oh, is my face red, Doctor? You have corrected me in grave doctrinal error.
Oh, there we go. And now we're in the future.
I feel cleansed.
Yes, the future is clean and nice.
It's so happy. Look at these walls.
They clean it every day, and they put out new towels.
And you can move them, and here's the Heliopter Jesus, who scares all of us.
Oh, look at that Heliopter. It's coming awfully low.
Oh, it's so pretty, too.
Heliopter is hovering over the nameless mission. Triangulate, locate, lock, and destroy target.
And then, of course, go home, boy.
Suggested for mature audiences only.
And that's the primary. So good effort for you.
What's going on there? Just a lot of tapes playing over and over again?
Yeah, no people down here. Little bits
of television shows I recognize.
Yeah, a little computer pick, random sections of
records. Smudgy music,
movie soundtracks, quotes from weeks, funny stuff we say during the day.
Wrote about in college.
Yeah, as you say certain words, it triggers the computer to play certain phrases here.
But I am attempting to triangulate on the beam you are sending.
Okay, so does that help? Does that answer your question?
Butcher.
Somebody thump thump. Well, welcome to the future. Heliopter Jesus will now serve you.
Heliopter Jesus, I'll take 2 glasses of grape Kool-Aid and one scary hell ride.
And
Who cares?
It's not only a spy eye in the sky, it's also a vending machine for drinks for thirsty youngsters.
That's true. You can put in a quarter and you can either get a drink or lose your soul.
Yes, little creatures are all over the place, and the only way we can get deal with them is either step on them or move them to a reservation.
Just a few moments ago, as mortals measure time, we were watching a pitiful attempt by the tiny chipmunk-sized sub-genie to hold a subgenius beach party of their own when they were overwhelmed by a tide of tide pool creatures, lobsters, mollusks, crayfish, and animated giant clams left over from the clutch cargo program. We deplored this, of course, but there wasn't much that could be done. By the time we arrived on the scene, there were only a few little bloated, bedraggled corpses there to remind us that not everyone can attempt to scale the awe-inspiring heights.
I was very impressed with that quote, and I haven't heard it since.
Yeah, that's why. Once somebody is impressed with one of these, we just throw it out because it's been used.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody calls up with something really important to say to us, for instance, we usually hang up on them right away.
You talking to me?
Oh. About your altar, I want to...
But he caught on fire, you know, we can't do that.
That's the price of fame.
Yeah, the altar's in the mail. I've heard that line 1,000 times.
Do you think holy objects just fly around? Do you think that thing's even consecrated? Was that altar peed on? I certainly
don't. I don't know. I didn't get close enough to sniff it.
Me neither.
Fellas, we're on the air. We're on the air.
You talking to me? The other listener, we finally managed to get the scanner for you.
We're coming to you live.
Poor fellow is right. There doesn't seem to be much sense to any of this, and it's kind of irritating me, and it's probably irritating him as well.
But let's stop talking about Bob. Isn't that old hat? After all, we don't want to talk about that.
Sounds good to me.
He's that old futz from the ages past. Leaping and jumping with our titanium-soled sneakers far into the future.
That's right.
There's an incredible universe of mysterious space gods out there.
That's right.
Thank you for your fine show. At public service.
Well, the other caller.
It's on my screen.
The other caller's much more important than you are, though, so we're going to.
Well, then cut me off, then.
We will. Here you go. Hi, important caller.
Who are you yelling at, stupid?
That's right. You can hear the subgenius band of your choice. We'll be playing Bone Surgeons for Anubis, Doctors for Bob, many other famous subgenius bands, such as
yes.
Thousand Doctors.
Hey. This is Berkeley Hot Tracks.
What? It's been lies. We're the worst
bands ever. This guy knows what's going on.
We're the worst bands ever.
Okay, you can't even say our name is so bad.
That's all right. You probably don't even know what my name means.
That's right.
Yeah, well, see, well, there you are.
Obscene, don't say.
There I am where?
If you right, here, right there. Right there.
Wait,
down there.
What?
We're here now.
Come on, start singing. Okay. Start singing. Can you hear the music? Come on. Go ahead.
Had already destroyed
her. Have me call in. Why don't you just invite me into the show?
I heard the show, Bean. Yes, it's true. Bean's seen in the background in slow motion, dragging the show out to the yard and ripping it up in a
little
piece.
That's true. That little French lop-eared cat crawls around his little cage.
He's pitiful, but there's some nice things about him. For one thing, I think the animation is smoother than last time, and the matte lines are fewer.
Yeah, but the part where they hit the planet with the big raft and push it out into orbit, I thought really stunk. What about?
But I like the part with the inflatable rocket that they have.
Oh, yeah, but what about the fly trilogy?
If you're worried about that coat of hair your tongue just grew,
if you actually know your presence,
that's all a part of Bob's plan for a fuzzy-tongued tomorrow.
Yeah. Who knows? And maybe we're not supposed to even be here. Maybe this show is a totally illegal thing.
Maybe this is all on tape.
Maybe this puzzling evidence is just distributed around the Bay Area at this hour, in conjunction with so many other deities that you don't know where to start. You don't know which one's a robot and which one's a tape, and why didn't it turn you up louder?
Maybe this is painfully, embarrassingly obvious.
No.
Guess the pediculus, the scourge
of
humanity.
I will come up to the altar.
Well, now, we are tired of these altar
boys. He's coming up to the altar.
No, I'm more famous. I just want to get late.
Crazy, cool, fab, here.
How you doing?
Frog boy, this is the show. Go ahead, please.
Can we keep the show wet enough for you?
Keep in touch.
Yes, it's very wet. I appreciate all you've done for me.
Well, how about that slick, resilient softness, John Louis?
Yes, I like hopping around in the pool here. Yeah, it's very nice. Thank you.
Well, watch out, because there's a massive storm of chlorine ahead in your way. Pool?
What is that thing he's in? Oh, it's a paint can.
It looks like the thing with all
this
the buttons.
This film is recommended for adult viewers.
Well, there's a lot of things here with buttons on them. I'm afraid if I push some of them, something funny might happen.
Wait a second. Wait. They're getting into my telephone. Get away.
Funny might happen.
Get away. Stop it.
I understand.
I'm just trying to keep things under control here for crying out loud.
Funny, something.
I don't know what's going on.
This wire is calling out my line. This what? Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello?
What do you know of the death of David Kennedy, and what place do you have in subgenius theology?
There's a good question.
Well, as we all know, Kennedy fell behind on his payments. Well, here's a song we wrote just last year about poor God. David's
prophesizing this death
accident.
Okay, little caller.
Okay, what's your complaint?
Hey, this is the ghost of David Kennedy over there. How y'all doing? I'm down up here in heaven.
Hey, David, are you warm?
Hey, I drank and I.
How's the dead
drunk.
Beach boy? How's the dead beach boy?
Oh, they're real good. There's one float by right now.
Hello?
The caller's shy. Everybody's laughing at him.
Yes.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. It's almost time to get up. If you hear this show, it's too late. It is time to get up.
That's right. You're the caller. You are the important one here.
I'm important.
When can we go home?
Moments from right now.
Is it in?
Hello? She wanted to know, is it in?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Not talking to you anymore.
It's a bit difficult.
Divorce lighting up with female callers.
Okay, so we'll do his flip side of that very record now.
Well, that's interesting. The Curse of the Fly is still broadcasting now, and I hope our listeners have it turned on with the sound turned down so they can listen to our show as
these
the audience.
Feel great.
The visual splendor of
hey,
the Curse
Hal,
of the Fly.
Hey, Hal, pass me another martini.
All right, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Okay, here it is.
Okay, here, put more butter in it this time.
Yeah,
this is really
well
nice.
Give me some margarine for this martini.
Not margarine. No, use the butter, the salt.
This is the best little martini anybody ever mixed.
No,
I ought to know.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Here he is now, manifest in the gigantic Hopi time wheel as he rolls across the Arizona desert.
And he has VDs that design the worms. It's been... Well, he gets the first three segments done, and he won't do the tail.
Yes, dedicated Dr. Vides is even now south of the border.
We're tired.
I don't know where to go.
Sure, we're tired. Sure,
many more doctors.
Sure, it's the suicide
zone.
Yeah, well, we're getting pretty depressed down here. We just got cold light of a sick black and white TV to keep us company. And we're starting to reflect back on failed love affairs and all the things we could have been or should have done. And we have to admit that, yes, our life's been a pretty big failure till now, and not much is going to change. Why go on suffering like this? Maybe there is only one final option, and we should take it.
Well, go ahead. Well, what did it do to you when you poured this filth into the ear of your innocent girlfriend?
It didn't do anything. You didn't buy it.
Well, that's what happens. This isn't the way to meet women in the Church of the Subgenius.
I'm in here. Listen, I'm doing a show. Go away.
Douglas.
Go away.
Well,
jeez. Yeah, the station is besieged with hordes of nubile teenagers right now, but we don't let them in.
Well, I was just wondering if they're planning another broker or around the country or what.
Yes, the shows are ongoing all the time right now.
There'll be six more books and 18 more shows.
It's not the same show that was here. But it's the same people. Us people, yes. The people you saw there are some of the people here.
That's right. We flew them out. We even flew Bobby.
And we fly around the country and do the shows and radio shows and that kind of thing.
We anoint our bodies and fly on broomsticks to the S-Bat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty. Right. That sounds like a pretty good way to make a buck.
Hey, it's okay.
That's how we get down to that subgenius beach party everyone wants to know about.
You spent all the money flying back here to do this show?
No, not all of it. We had to get some stuff and some things.
Some big heads and big pipes and things like that. Fog machines, robot monster suits.
Big low paint.
Tends to eat up the old budget, especially when you're flying in subgenies from Vancouver and Little Rock and Texas.
I also had another question. Do you guys stay up late to do the show or get up early?
The fact is that we don't sleep the way mortals do.
Oh, I wrote them once
just to get that dollar pamphlet.
Ah, well, then you sent money. Bless you.
$1.
It irritates.
Well, you'll have to wake up. So we stay our hand from the revolver, and we try to figure out just what kind of people have the nerve to be so irritating at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and then I don't know what to think of the theory of driving the audience out of the theater with anti-music, but then there was not that much anti-music.
That's a holy precept. We can't really change ritual. It's thousands of seconds old.
Hello? Hello, we need 300 Kasner heads, please. Airlifted onto the stage here. Please get the show out of here.
Yes, this is the show that dare not even exist for people who dare not even give up on this.
Yes, these people have dinosaur pee in their spinal cords.
This has been investigated and will be duly noted by appropriately orthodox appointed officers of the Hinky Commission.
Even though, for example, of course, the little Saturday morning Snoogie Noogie guy was cut out of the entire air check automatically by machines that cost lots of money. I'm sorry we couldn't preserve your voice. You had no message. But of course, the laughter that your message caused stays on.
Well, there's no choice. Look at them. Oh, I can't talk.
You're out of line, General.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just want to.
But the rules are for the fools.
And what I say. A squeakbird is rearrested. The colonel will show to war.
Squeakbird is rearrested. The show will never go out of my eye.
If squeakbird is rearrested, all the audience will go to sleep. Well, I really wish we could have seen that little scanner and perhaps gotten it hooked up, because I'm sure the scanner station was much more entertaining than what we've been able to provide tonight.
Featuring the band that dare not speak its name. The scary little band shows up this time every day. Why not, Gary?
Yeah, well, why are we playing this horrible stuff, you know?
Because people want
to. You listen to some of these other programs and you get all this nice experimental stuff. You have your bands that crash cars into each other. You got your bands that use the chainsaws.
Your band that uses electrical tape on parts of their bodies.
You got your servo pop and
you got your bands that come out and destroy everything.
Yeah, you got your bands that set their hair on fire. You got your bands that jump around like a bunch of broken batteries. But hey,
see?
Four.
That's right. Here goes a little caller. It's falling by.
Yes, the subgenius dirge came into popularity in the fall of 1971, and was actually the dirge was in vogue through the late 1970s until something a little scarier came along.
Well, then you'll just have to sit on it and rotate.
I know.
Sorry, but doctors can talk like that.
Berkeley Bowl. Come on, you guys. Let's bring in the main sheet. We gotta get up win the Berkeley Bowl. It would be in deep trouble.
All right, McKevin. All the room out.
Oh, it's the U Show.
Hey, if I'm leaving the Cult of the Kitties and fleeing over to Napa Caller because he knows what quantum semantics might be.
Atwood, or the band that dare not speak his name, where would you get the new triple live album?
Oh, you have to write the box number, but it's only on tape. It hasn't been pressed into plastic yet.
These fine albums are not available in any store.
How did he get the secret name of Atwood, anyway?
To get your album, write to...
That's very good, because it's one of the most holy of names, most unknown of names, and of course now it's been on the radio.
Yeah, you have to listen to this show very carefully to get the name Atwood.
No, not anymore. We got him up 4 days later.
He walks this earth.
Yes.
Hold on to the mouthpiece. Yes, and then let out a severe long string of words, and you can grasp at that string of words and actually keep your balance on the phone.
Spurt. Uh-oh. What? Then you can be in the church without pain.
Is anyone going to say anything about pain and misery and sickness?
Sickness and death and headache lasts all year. Yeah, well, there he goes. He's got the headache.
I was laying there in the bed, and I was staring at the ceiling, and I tried to walk over to the radio to turn it off. And I found the tuner on the way, and I turned you up, and you were still there.
We're not funny. We're not interesting. We're not informative.
You're just weird.
Well, we're not even weird.
That's what's so weird about it.
Oh, no.
Rocket away.
It laid new eggs right under our skin, and soon we developed a sense of sin itching and scratching while they were in. Rocket away. Look, Doctor, the monster is approaching the sacred central core.
A beast shall rise from the sea. It hath laid waste the cities of men, and its names are Dagon, Leviathan, Set, Poimandres, Gudzul, Kutlu, Sifon, and Demiurgus, the Hellborn. It is the lower spirit of all men besetting men. Let me prophesy for you. Godzilla is coming back, and he will attack San Francisco. This is no joke. This is real.
You're listening to Nice Try Radio.
Hello, little caller.
Hello, I'd like to make a complaint.
Go ahead.
When are you going to start the show?
The show is on Saturday
morning. We've been
morning.
Looking for the intro music now for about the last hour and a half. And I think,
well, it's good to know these things, and now we can file and make two stories of pygmies that breathe fire.
Well, radio hour.
There you go.
Yes, it is. And radio you are a female sub-genius.
That's right. Y'all just complete the bio. Fill the house with beds.
That's right.
Y'all can sleep at our house.
He can come down to your house? Does he have to bring his own barrel?
I didn't know this until tonight. Yes, yes.
You got room for a couple stethoscopes here in your luggage?
Possibly.
Diathermy machine, maybe?
The price is high enough.
Cat scanner?
What's that, a cat scanner?
Yeah, it's a cat scanner going in the back. We've got Kitty here taped to the
floor. Kitty's coming on.
This is too much.
No, don't say that. And don't say anything else like
don't say the C word.
Or the crossword, or the sticky word, or the icky word, or the smelly word. No, don't say any of those
words.
Wait.
Were you around when this originally went on the air?
No, none of us were.
Soft white clouds are slowly drifting.
Just a soft white show is slowly pulsating down Chattanooga.
It felt so
nice. Soft white continuity slips out and slowly runs down between the
soft
cracks
white
in the
listeners
radio.
Stop writing those soft white checks and send them in.
A brilliant idea.
Yes, Grill.
The soft white country slips down into the soft white
pile. The little pink radio station returns back to the 40s where it belonged.
Yes. Finally leaves the rest of the world alone to
and a little soft white can. The suspense was killing us this early in the morning as we struggled along.
Why was the Winky Dink Band awake so early?
Well, because Winky Dink Bands stay awake all over the universe. Yes, and when the voices get to be too many and too much,
that's when you call us.
You listen to this show and call us, and we'll help you. Just listen to these little voices instead. This little traffic jam inside your head at the wrong hour on the wrong morning.
It's a pretty Wotan song, and it's dedicated to you.
Great day of miserable.
Some nerd. I'm embarrassed to be here. Tonight, I'm embarrassed to be here.
You're in the United States of Berkeley now, buddy, and you better get
orange. Yeah, there's only 21 flavors here, and they're not all 3D.
Sounding the calculus by percussion, the most painful and embarrassing operation.
Even though I heard you pestering me,
I hope you'll bear with me when I ask you to make your question.
Sounding of calculus by percussion is more painful and harder to endure than actually than being castrated. But let's pass on to more pleasant subjects for this. Greener pastures where white fleecy sheep dot the green sward.
Work till 2 every morning, every night now. That's all there is.
Every morning and every night. We chew the scenery for your delight. Every night and every morn, we bore you more than since you've been born.
Well, I suppose we've used up our share of what we laughingly call anti-music.
Yeah, I think so, probably. We left all the tapes at home.
How's the script?
We'll be listening to the real man.
See the brow molting.
Never
again.
See the real brow tired.
No further interruptions.
Never see a real bro.
He's passing it around now. As the dry ice fumes cascade into the studio, we raise our tankards high and drink to the unknown caller who braved the sound effects and the oceans of insults to give us a little bit of comfort and familiarity
and mirth
here.
About old little things.
Or what's left.
Swamp. Where's that part of the world?
It's where they produce swamp gas that they use to stuff plastic bags, which are often mistaken for flying saucers.
They
tried smoking them out.
They tried drinking them out, and they tried injecting them out, but there was no way to get rid of those little devils. 14 pulse-pounding, spine-snapping minutes are left on this, the most exciting program of this or any time period. It's crawling near the theater seats, ladies and gentlemen. The only way to get rid of this monster is to screech like hell, and then maybe some of your seats will be electrified.
Scream, ladies and gentlemen.
Doctors, there's a problem here. The script reads squeep like hell.
Oh.
How do you squeep?
It's squeep related.
I think I had lost my place. I was on the wrong page.
Well, I can't help it, but we have to stay squeepish.
Well, people have called up. They've called up this very station at 848-4425 to complain. But we don't listen. We go on and on because it's been paid for already.
Special languages that are sent across the U.S.
You could call them and complain, but it probably wouldn't do any good. I'd be just as embarrassed.
Okay, slow down, Paul. It's taking us a little while to get into Russia.
Yes, that's right. Take one less pill right now. Cough one pill up. Come on. Hit yourself in the back.
I'm mad at Hal, and I'm not
going to
take this anymore.
Mad at Hal?
Yes, he's mad at Hal. Because Hal's not here.
He's evil.
Burn him.
And there's a free plastic dinosaur in every package.
See the brow.
Never see a real brow.
What they call.
Well, I guess he was the fellow who threw those monkey wrenches into the political convention.
I worked for him for years until the unfortunate accident.
That was the accident which caused his impacted ectoplasm.
The entire spinal cord came right out through the eye socket, and no one even noticed that was the shocking part.
Has anyone ever seen the film Fiend Without a Face?
Yes.
Well, then you can imagine what his spinal cord and brain looked like as they perambulated cutely about the studio. It must have been his testosterone and his DNA acting up and fritzing out.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now listen, Doctor, I understand that you began that operation just a short while ago. How did it come out?
Come on, sustain your effort.
Sustained effort. Controlled
attention. There you go.
Yes, well, the patient will never know if you follow him at a discreet distance.
I don't understand such a desire. I can't be brainwashed by the words between the lines. True.
That's why we all forget together. Come on.
Yet he continues to value the things that make our society.
Let's all forget the show, okay?
Let's just think on beautiful, captivating
thoughts. Let's go back
thoughts.
To normal.
Are you normal? Then you are probably not like other people.
I want to forget about some Okay, let's forget about
the
church, okay?
The door flew open and he ran. He broke the glass, that scissors man. Oh, children, see that tailor's come and caught our little suck-a-thumb. Snip, snap, snip, the scissors go, and Conrad cries out, oh, oh, oh. Snip, snap, snip, they go so fast.
Its success.
Now both his thumbs are off at last.
That's how it is here. It's either Smith or Jones.
What is all this costumery here in the studio?
Well, I don't know.
What happened to the Wotan band, anyway?
Yeah, I thought the show was supposed to be about our hobby there, you know? When we get together.
It's not a real band.
Or
is it a phony band?
It's not real music. It's not a real radio station.
The guys and you're not really out there.
We blast it.
Okay, pick up anything that doesn't move and shoot anything that does. Let's go.
Well, if we hadn't already blasted it, it wouldn't be blasted now, would it?
If you can't eat it, scratch your back with it, or fondle it, then dump dirt on it.
No, wrong signal. Wrong signal. Spare tire, French fry grandmother. No, wrong signal.
Yes, I know all you peace-nicks and pinkos out there in the crowd. Just send your money here so you can hear the liberal slop that this radio station puts out. Well, you're not ready for a real man like Dr. Doolittle, who's ready to come in and shoot up the station. Who's ready to come stomping through here, pushing all the little people and the...
It's the show, an object of rest.
What's happening?
Uncle Chewy, do you even know what the cloud is?
Of course. It's where you keep pictures of cats and your taxes.
That's not... Okay, what about algorithms?
Are those the fancy moves the kids are doing on TikTok?
Wow, we are so doomed.
Hold on now. We don't need any of that stuff because we've got KPFA.
KPFA?
Yep. It's on the radio. You just turn the dial and boom. Real news, real music, real conversations. No downloads, no passwords, and no spinning wheels.
Even you can handle that.
Exactly. KPFA, where simplicity meets brilliance.
And it's listener supported, so it's all about community.
KPFA, 94.1 FM. No cloud, no algorithms, just great radio.
Now, people who can believe that I was happy on the levee picking cotton, or happy in the mines digging coal, and giving all this away to other people for their wealth, and unable to protect my house, my woman, my children. Now, people who can believe that I did this out of love for other people, and that I was happy doing it, and that all those songs and dances I learned while I was doing it meant that I was happy, can believe anything.
James Baldwin, a voice synonymous with passion, integrity, and vision. No other station has been playing voices like these except KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, 94.3 K232FZ in Monterey, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Without any new forms left to invent, music finds itself with only already known and previously exploited tactics with which to fool you into thinking you never heard it before. Our only solace may be that we can say we were there when new musical invention finally ended for good, even as all the recombinant musical clones continue multiplying themselves around us. And one more thing. For those modern music connoisseurs out there who may be gesturing wildly about the most recent categorical innovation in music, the incorporation of found sound in sampling and cut-up collage works as if that was something new, forget it. All that began in the 20s with electrical recording technologies was already old when it reappeared in digital technology in the 80s, and is now thoroughly entrenched in musical practice. Collage, too, has nowhere new to go, and already always sounds more or less the same no matter who is doing it. Collage in music was simply the very last refuge of the musically bored. A desperate half-in, half-out musical stance in a world filled with too many sounds already. A world in which the only new logic was to be honestly unoriginal and actually compose new works out of old ones. Recycling the now disposable plethora of existing music into slightly newer disposable music and let it go at that. Just temporary titillations that unpredictably suck up the past and reposition it into the present. That's the future of music, and that's the end of music. Thank you.
You're listening to KPFA 94.1, KPFB 89.3, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, online in your mind around the world, kpfa.org.
And now.
What?
And now, I'd like
to. And now.
He's still talking.
Yeah, yep, he amazing, will do that. Isn't it?
He will do that. You see what I said about so many endings?
You could really hear his dentures in that one, but I do hope that I hope that one of the few things I hope to get from Donald Joyce's estate is his putt-putt pod.
Oh, I hope everyone's listening to their putt-putt pods right now.
I want the Don Joyce putt-putt pod because it's filled with a lot of special things.
That was of course Crosley Bendix announcing Negative Land at the Uptown deceased nightclub in Oakland.
And that was the last time Don was on stage with Negative Land performing.
That was right.
Kind of a special event.
I think it's also worth mentioning that he did that, 2 years prior to that? Or 4 years prior to that? When Negative Land opened for the Butthole Surfers on New Year's Eve, he did that same another version of that rant, and in the end of the rant, he told them, music is all used up, as you heard him say, and there's nothing new, and, oh, by the way, please welcome the Butthole Surfers. It was so beautiful. It was a wonderful way to ring in the new year, I would say. Wise Don. In any case, you are listening to the Don Joyce tribute on Over the Edge. For those who are tuning in late, Don is not here. And by that I mean he really isn't here.
No, he really is not here.
He really isn't here. And he is, he isn't.
And he died at what time yesterday, was it?
He died, well, there's
a little after 4.
It was about 4:17, okay. 4:18 by my watch.
Right. And so I didn't get this clear, but was there any, they were with him and trying to...
Well,
he didn't have his wish to be dying alone then.
And that's something that I wanted to touch on because I've talked to a lot of hospice nurses about that.
Well, it's very important
and
to realize
people like to die when they're alone.
Yes, yes, they do. And he, on his 5 wishes, had crossed out that he wished to be rubbed with oils.
That was my favorite part. With soothing oils. Do not rub me with soothing oils, no matter what you do.
Get your hands
away from my body.
That was already printed, and like most people, that would just be an assumption. And he explicitly.
He did not want the theme from Heaven and Hell playing in a loop in his ICU room in the last 24 hours of his life either.
Were amazing.
Yes.
What were those?
His last words to me were, "Leave me alone." That is what happened.
Yep.
And I didn't understand the significance of those words until he died about 4 hours after that. I had just seen him.
It sounds like in some way he knew that that's where he was at.
Absolutely.
And that maybe by coming out of the... They had taken him off all of the pain medications he was on and the sedation...
So he was clear.
Sedation.
He was clear-headed.
He was pretty clear. Well...
Somewhat. But I think somehow, again, that's that Zen master part. You know,
there's no question that he, in that conversation he had with me, I knew something was very, very different. And
you said
I,
there was something kind of qualitatively different about the
whole
exchange.
So different, and I had just written everyone about it in an electronic mail when I got home. And then he died. And so it was only then that I realized that conversation had... I understood why he was having that conversation with me, because it really was the end. And I think he would be horrified if he knew we were talking about this on
Why don't we talk about some other things?
This not honor him at all. In any case, we have so many more pieces of Don to play over the next 2 hours of the radio program. Is there a call?
I don't agree that he would be bothered by this. I don't agree at all. You could be right, but I don't think that's necessarily true.
Can we hear the caller there, Mark? Say again.
I knew him for 33 years.
Did you know him personally, or do you know him through the art?
He was a dear friend. I went on Over the Edge in its first year, and I later did characters such as Ray, Bob, and yep.
Stephen Ronan, ladies and gentlemen, who was a frequent contributor to the show many years ago.
Bob himself.
Bob Dylan himself.
Dr. Void, all those old cats.
Hi, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
It's a huge void in my life now that Don's gone. I loved him, and I don't know if I told him, but I sure showed him. And he showed me he loved me, too. And I can't forget him. He was a singularity. He's probably a genius.
He was a genius.
He was one of a kind. He could be kind of gruff and difficult, but he would show moments of generosity, I think, probably to all of us who know him at the most unexpected times.
Oh yeah.
It always surprised me in wonderful ways.
Well, I must say I was never surprised by that, because his heart was so big, and his persona
he's like a character from New England literature of the guy who actually has a big heart, but it's kind of gruff exterior.
And he was from New England. Can you imagine?
Oh, I know all of his life. In fact, I'd like to bring up a time. Let me. I won't talk too long, but I'll say I knew him even before he lived in that corner of Telegraph, when he lived in a garage on Rich Street in the same neighborhood, and then up some rickety stairs behind Ollie's where we put on shows in those days, and I did shows starting at first year, and then most recently in 2009. And somewhere along the line, he said to me, he says, you know, you and us are both two real artists because, you know, we didn't get married. And I said, Don, I was married for 10 years. And he said, well, you're not married now, you know. And that reminded me of the big, like, romantic phase of his life where, if you recall, it was the Negative Land House where you, Mark Levere, with Don and others. And then Bonnie came into his life, and the place got cleaned up, and Don suddenly was a young man again and had a girlfriend.
He was very chipper.
It was so remarkable. And, you know, such things were hot forever, but I think it was, it kind of showed you, too, that he wasn't someone with, you know, too remote from other human beings.
He could. And I watched him serve a woman salad. That's not an exaggeration. That's true. And he walked in with a bowl and said, "Want some salad?" And I just thought, "Is this the same Don?" I can't believe it.
He was a little more charming with the ladies sometimes. I have to say, he brought out a slightly different side to him. A little bit.
He was like a religious order dedicated to his art, and everything else was a remote second.
Yes, the poppy sleeves look.
The interesting thing was that in talking to his sister, who I'd never spoken to in my entire life, and who Don was rarely in contact with his family over the years. Not because he was estranged from them in any way, but he just said, "I don't know what to say, and I don't really relate to them. They're perfectly fine people." But his sister, who turns out to be a fundamentalist Christian and whose husband has a prison ministry in South Dakota, that might be another reason why he was less in touch with them. But she said that Don was obsessed with art and being creative. Those are her earliest memories of him. That was all that ever mattered to him, even as a little kid. And so I was very pleased to be able to tell her that, he lived that life that he wanted to live. He was able to live out that dream that he had and be that person that you were talking about, too.
I grew up near RISD where he was going to school in the 60s, and I know that scene, you know, and he once showed me his art in that period, and it was funny because it was so remote from really the sort of controlled chaos of Over the Edge, let's say, and it was very stylized in a certain style. I wish I could remember what style it was, but you know what I mean?
He used lots of lines, solid colors and lines, and the canvases would be kind of leaning on the floor, and then part of them would angle out and go across the floor. I've seen pictures of it.
Maybe it was like Stella or something, but that's how you get an MFA. You focus on one style, and you convince the professors that you're an artist.
But I do think that when he ran into Negative Land and we started working together, I think that we introduced a level of kind of chaos into working that he hadn't experienced before.
And that show he did on Ian earlier this year, you know, and it led me to write him a handwritten letter and then call him again, and I'd been out of touch for a little while. And was because that show on Ian was so informative and so touching, you know. I'm sure you heard it.
Yes.
Don did. And it also enlightened me as to the methodology that gave rise to the sort of a basic over-the-edge sound, which I always saw as something that you could always utilize and then do focus shows. Like I did my shows on Burroughs where he actually had
once
some...
Once you realize the role of your hand is
you know what I mean? To make it from a complete chance composition into chance composition to portray something, almost like what's his name? De Kooning, who does a figure, but it's the wildest looking figure you've ever seen. You know?
Art is everything.
I don't know any of these people you're referring to.
Oh, well. You know, I spent too long in
school. Art is everything.
That's good. That's
Run
good,
Mr.
Oh, it ain't good. It ain't good. It just makes you a student your whole life.
Well, I'll leave that one to the smarter people.
I like being in the vortex.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Oh,
Steven.
Yeah, listen, that was a perfect length of call. I'm glad you guys are doing the show. And as I say, I only found out on Facebook.
Yes,
you are another. You are another perfect length.
Thank you, dear. All right.
Thank you. Good night.
We are not destroying anything.
Time's up. We must.
During that little Crosley Bendix, I kind of was interested by his discussion regarding the Jupiter sound.
With some sort of strategy, I think he just muffed it.
Did you hear the sound from the comet that they landed on? They released some recordings from it as well.
A Dodge comet, or I don't. What do you mean?
And they took recordings from the comet that they landed on and put it up on the internet. I've got a copy of it if you want to hear some.
Well, sure. Is it a normal car sound, or does it sound like other Dodge cars?
No, a comet.
Yeah,
like the cleanser.
What year?
What are you talking about?
This isn't the Dick Goodbody show, is it? This is the Don Joy show.
Comet's probably too far away to hear.
Well, I can't comment on that.
Jam.
Yes. I was wondering if Don Joyce really did pass away.
That's a funny question, apparently.
Yeah, Velma thinks it's a very funny question.
I'm sorry. Jam.
Because they did not understand.
I think it's very unfortunate.
When did this happen?
When did what happen? The comet? Or
when did the passing happen?
I haven't had much of that passing during the broadcast, and my people in the studio are pretty happy with me
about it. I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and I'm wearing my Depends right now in case something happened during the broadcast of the show.
Are all of you Don Joy?
We're all Don Joy.
We are all Don Joy.
That's what the signs say out in front of KPFA right now. There's people walking up and down the street.
That's right. They're gonna pull the cord on the station. I am Don. You are Don. We are all Don.
No, I hear Dr. Finkel's evidence.
Oh, he's here too.
Yay!
I thought it would be an Edgar.
And you have Wayne.
This you are listening to a tribute.
I was just
to
going
Don.
To sit home and lick the cat's butt, but I thought.
Oh my God!
The vortex you guys are speaking of.
Can I see a photograph?
Where did it come from?
We come from a creative planet.
Car, sir.
One of the things people don't know about Don was how much of a fan he was of the vortex. Abraham Hicks and the Indians.
Is a vortex a black hole or a wormhole that someone can open up themselves or something?
I wish Don were here. We could ask him.
I know.
And what is it?
I only wish Crosley Bendix could have written the obituary for Donald Joyce.
Donald
Sumner Joyce, his middle name.
Sumner,
he was named after his father. His first name, his father was Sumner Joyce.
Not the fourth.
That's no. Sumner name, isn't it?
Donald Comet Joyce?
Yes.
Donald 1967 Comet with a rag top.
Oh, yes, and other things on it as well.
As a young person, I have trouble falling into that medium is
of passing
of radio.
Are you passing?
Were you on the radio?
You like when the tape against the eat.
Did you listen to Over the Edge before this moment, before this show?
They play along with this thing.
The thing.
No, but
well, thank you for calling and sharing.
Driving me.
Can we take our next call, please?
Take on another caller. Yes.
When the phone stops ringing, you're on the air.
Samples two.
Say hello.
Media about media about media. Media about media about media.
Oh, I hear his voice again. Nothing here now but the recordings. That could never be more true than this moment.
Please bring your cat where he can cuddle up close and listen. Cat. The steel jaw, leg hole trap. A killer.
One of the passengers seems to be singing. Let's walk along with the portable microphone and see if we can pick up just a little of his song of praise.
Don't let that slip your mind, Cat. The steel jaw, leg hole trap. Did you understand all that, Cat? I'd like to speak with a dog of the house, please, in case you're not getting that. Sir, many of the dogs on your block aren't getting the steel jaw, a killer. Nearly every dog likes to go for a ride, but the family car can also be a pet's death trap. The steel jaw leg hole trap. It maims, tortures, and kills. Still a hard-nosed killer, this leg-hole trap. Did you understand that, dog? The plastic six-pack holder. It strangles and kills. I'll pronounce that again, dog. The plastic six-pack holder. Absolutely vital. Prime killers. Did you understand that, dog? It strangles. Did you understand that, dog? We'll tell you what you can do to help America get rid of dogs and cats. Cut it apart when you see one in a campground.
I love that tape. Oh, I love that so much.
Last time we're going to get to play that one.
Okay, we have another recording coming right now.
Earthers, this is Leyland Google. This is Leyland Google Burger, imprisoned now in orbit around the moon. Now, I'm not dead. Listen, people, use your heads. Of course the NetPrep is going to attempt to deflect the import of my unauthorized cut-ins to their disinformational broadcast by tagging my cut-ins with the disclaimer that I'm dead. Long gone, just history. Don't you see? That's their whole game in a nutshell.
Now that's cute. What's that called, as time goes by?
My messages may not be from now, but they are happening now. You're the people who most need to know the information I'm giving you. Now listen carefully. The Tool Rebellion at Tycho Station, previously reported by UMN News, is only half the story. And by the way, this proves my point that I am alive now. How could I know about the Rebellion Bulletin unless I was listening to the same broadcast you're listening to right now? Forget the NetWeb tag at the end of this cut-in. And how would I know about the tags unless I was here live listening? Remember, you must keep your wits in gear with regard to what you think you're hearing in these broadcast overrides. The NetWeb is intent on deflecting what your common sense tells you must be true. However, as to the Tool Rebellion, I'm as surprised as you are. Unfortunately, I'm rounding the dark side at the moment, and I'm unable to observe anything at Tycho Station. The moon rock signal disappears back here, too, so I have no idea what's going on. I may have more information when I get around to Tycho again. But for now, wake up! It's no trick of history that most of the novelty songs of the 50s are blatantly mocking UFOs. And by the way, stay away from Mertz. They contain CP-SATE and they're not from Earth. They're making them up here. Have been since the turn of the century. There it is. There's the Mertz manufacturing satellite right out there. I'm passing it now. It's in a stationary orbit right here behind the moon. Stay away from Mertz. Google Burger out. Disregard the tag.
The preceding announcement was written and produced at UMN in the style of classic paranoid comedy routines of the moribund age by Leland Gogelberger. Though no record exists of the actual voice of Leland Gogelberger, profound historian Dr. Linear Syntax has created a computer vocal routine to simulate what the actual Leland Gogelberger might have sounded like, as well as the content of one of his famous cut-ins from the moon might have consisted of. This has been an unclassified production of UMN's Retro History Division and Mertz, the little brain-shaped tablet that makes up your mind.
What does it all mean?
Attention, call Red Hospital, 12th floor, room 1206. Attention, call Red Hospital, 12th floor, room 1206. Attention, call Red and Hospital, room 1206, 12th floor. Thank you.
This is the best Code Red ever.
That was quite a Code Red.
We're not learning anything.
That's right. Why does that happen?
I tried to count how many tubes were in Don's body when I was there. It was kind of, it was like nothing I'd ever seen.
The idea is to,
Not unlike when the police came to the station to stop Don's show.
That story, I don't know.
Is that what started the 1999 rebellion?
No.
Oh, that was Dennis Bernstein.
One night, a lady listening to Over the Edge called the police, who lived down the street from KPFA studios. And she said that she was listening to KPFA and terrorists had taken over the show.
That's probably obvious.
So the KPFA building was assaulted by the police in their jammies, but they had their helmets on and their nightsticks.
Well,
and the men
never
and women with badges. Well, soon there'll be a witness to this story because there was a pounding at the front door here at the station, and Dr. Hal was upstairs. So he came down to answer the door and was thrown up against the wall by the Berkeley police.
Oh, my God.
Who then filed into the room in here, and they said to Hal, "There's terrorists, right? We're here to save you." And he said, "No, there's just a radio show, and there's the host. Izzy isn't." And they stared through the window right here at the host, who never looked up, who never even ever knew the cops were there.
Wow.
And they left.
Wow.
Fooled by a show. And that, to me, is the highest accolade a radio show can ever get.
I am amazed at that anecdote.
Yes. Yeah, and it was, and he never, again, he would have never told you because it just didn't matter to him.
The idea is to,
the only thing that mattered was the show has to be a good show.
The idea is to,
That's what keeps all of us dealing with each other in negative land, because I think that in many ways it's a group of people who would all be better off working all by themselves.
Yeah.
But they act with everyone, and I can say Don absolutely recognized that the collaborative process resulted in the best work. And that's what mattered. The work had to be the best that we could possibly do.
Exactly. And what a group Negative Land was.
Yes, and now what are we?
What am they now, folks? 848-4425 to tell them what they are now.
510-848-4425.
That's right, there's that.
You need to remember the area code, puzzling evidence.
Yep, I'm standing in for the amazing and absent Don Joyce.
You are. The
who
most
would have been here.
Who's very, very, very absent tonight.
If he hadn't had so many tubes.
Yes, there was a series of tubes that were placed into him, and it was all trying to keep him alive, and it worked for a while, but it ultimately did not.
But that's fine too, because as Suicide Man brought up, there is no beginning and end; there's just the flow, and I believe that sincerely. I believe Don's out there on his next. Well, maybe it's not Don. Maybe it's all. It's like
is
a little
cup. Is it going to be a memorial, like a more formal memorial?
We haven't been able to figure that. We have not had any time to figure that one out. Yeah, it's a perfectly reasonable question.
Yeah.
Yes, but no, we're dealing with so
it's
much stuff here.
That this is so huge. The influence is so huge. It's hard to even imagine him not around. Half of my life, he was here at midnight.
I've been traveling the country on and off doing lectures about Negative Land's work, and because this show's been on for so many years, I'll run into people in the oddest places who have said, "Oh yeah, in the early 80s or the mid 80s or the late 80s or the early 90s or the mid 90s or the late 90s or the 2000s, I used to listen to this show you guys used to do, but you're not still doing that's long gone, right?
Certainly you can't.
How could
be
that
on
still
air
be on the air?" And no one believes me at first when I tell them no, it's still there. And I wonder how much the listenership, particularly in the Bay Area, of course, would just be used to the fact that he's always going to be there. But now he's not.
Except that he is, because you'll be able to hear him
forever.
Forever.
Until the electricity runs out.
From his global microphone of yes.
That's Mark's nice way of saying until ISIL wins.
Till ISIL wins, that's right.
But Velma won't let that happen. She'll be out there with her snow shovel.
We are winning.
So they're going to play his shows anyway, Over the Edge Will Still Be On?
Yeah, just anyway.
Well, we're going to be unveiling 5,000 hours or so of Over the Edge, going back all the way to the 81, 82, and it'll be on the Internet Archives.
Actually, learning how to be a hat.
Good morning, folks. I just wanted to say I am quite surprised at what I heard. This is Fly By Night, and I was a longtime fan of this show.
And now you're not.
What happened?
Oh, no. I still am.
Oh, good.
I never will stop. Is the show going to continue?
That is our hope.
A lot has changed since our conversation.
I sure hope so.
We can't.
He died yesterday.
You don't know.
Yeah.
We can't know.
Well, I just got to say that I'm really surprised. My situation over the past few years has been kind of patchy, and I've been listening on and off. But something compelled me to listen tonight.
You did not know that he had died?
No, not until I tuned in, and I tuned in about a half hour late, and I was so sad, you know, at first. But I see what you guys are doing. I'm sure this is the way he would want to do it, you know?
That's what we think. Yes, but I don't think
that's
any of us,
too meta.
Yeah, any of us, none of us have been able to wrap our heads around the real, real reality of what this means for losing him as a friend, as a collaborator, you know, as a—I mean, there's so many levels.
I didn't have any levels. You might have had a few.
Did you like his neck,
Mark? I think.
He was a friend. He was a friend I never met.
Yes.
He came into my home every Thursday night, Sunday when it was early on, and. You know, it was just, you know, like a party for me.
Well, maybe you'd like to come to my house, and you sound like a nice man, and we could have a party, just the two of us.
Velma's definitely about sexual problems, but she's also very educational.
Yes.
Oh, no. No, I don't butter my bread.
No, I really wouldn't, like, in today's complex world, we can't recognize any place for the first time. It's a piece of information that could simply be stored in a cloud.
That I did meet him a long time ago, and I did Suicide Man. Suicide Man, if you're listening, I'm still here. So
2 billion simultaneous individual suicides is the only real way forward.
I'm going to miss him, but I'm sure the show will carry on.
That's right. Well, that's fair. Thank you.
And I'm sure he would want it to.
He would, and we know that he did want to, even as recently as his before he got sick.
But the part of Don's mind that was physically consuming that ice cream through your own skull with its own power.
Ice cream.
This mind part is only partially aware of the other substrates of what your mind was his experience. And I can assure you that this other portion of his mind that despise ice cream, that will work against any coherent enjoyment of your experience his.
That may be.
It was the Red Eye Radio Vacation Flight.
A neurologically intact individual will not hesitate to make up stuff when substrates begin generating spurious explanations for bipolar sympathetic or pathetic nervous systems arousals, which will prompt you to do something that you will regret for money.
Exactly. I'd like also to say hello to Rainbow. God bless you.
If you're out there, Rainbow, we say hello to you too.
Rainbow.
God, ITWO. And you'd have to purchase your copy of It's All in Your Head to know what that means.
Figurative. You know.
Thank you, Duck Brothers.
Good God. This is not Rainbow. Fly By Night. This is Fly By Night signing off. Expect me when you hear me.
Thank you for that call. You are listening to Over the Edge at
the Roll,
1:30 a.m. on KPFA in Berkeley, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, And
and online and all over the world.
And online all over the world with phlegm.
The role of synchronicity. I would like to know. I wanted to mention briefly that the
Suicide Man. Hello. Again.
He's back.
Last time listening.
First time.
Many times in my life, I have seen things happen that the show kind of knew where I was going, and I know other people felt the same way. Anyway,
wait, the show knew where you were going?
Yes.
In your 67 comments.
It was just on. I was hoping he would call, and I want to get in touch with him. So
well, he did. You heard Leland Googleberger upended the entire broadcast at the top of the hour.
So potentially, then, as the show will go on, the chances is that they can arrange how to contact each other. Either he can write a letter to the station. With your permission, care of Doug Wellman, would that be all right?
Who are you talking about?
If anyone out there knows for some big, huge grant we could apply for, because I think that unlike Don Joyce, who actually somehow was able to live the show and never be paid a cent for doing it for 34 years. But if we figured out some way to kind of fund it to happening in some fashion, there's got to be a grant for that.
Get a letter from the last caller.
Help us out, people.
That's the only way I know of, besides getting my cell phone number on the air, which I'm kind of loath to do.
Probably not a good idea.
Oh, go ahead. No. Go on. Give it out.
So Doug, with your permission, because he wrote a letter to the care of you to me.
Yeah.
We know each other's
names.
This is
really getting complicated.
It is, and you're going to get ISIL cream all over everything.
You mean it's a letter that is to us that was sent to you to be read in the event of his death?
To write a letter to the station, to me, basically, care of the station that I can get forwarded to me.
Oh, I understand. Look,
I don't understand at all.
Telephone number on the air.
No. Look, here's what you have to do. It's very simple. For the caller who would like to reach Suicide Man, you may write to Sealand, Sealand, at negativeland.com. If you write this letter to Sealand at negativeland.com, then our lackey who fills the mail order will see the letter and forward it to Suicide Man.
If
Suicide Man also writes that address and gives his address. You see, so now no one has to reveal anything. I just revealed an address and I don't care who writes it. So
thank
that's
you. I
fine.
Hope that he's in a position to write that down and in any case, he knows where the station is,
right?
And that's always a connecting point. If he wasn't able to write that,
you know how I first got in touch with Ronald Redball as a caller.
Oh, Ronald Redball.
Oh, yeah. I played my phone number out backwards over the air, knowing that he had a 4-track cassette recorder at his end. And that, so I said his name, nice. Then played a recording of my phone number backwards. And about 30 seconds later, he called my phone and said, "You are completely insane giving your phone number out over the air like that." Even backwards.
I've given my address over the year once on the 50,000-watt station, and I got a couple of nice letters, actually.
I think Don gave his address out over the air a few times.
Of grandeur, and I had
And again, Don twice said, "I need a car," and received a car.
Yeah, that was that was an amazing
car?
Episode.
None of us have ever been able to replicate that trick.
No.
Have you?
No.
But that entire episode, the one where Don gave a 45-minute rant saying, "That's it, I can't do the show anymore. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way I can. I mean, I do this for free. This is nothing." It was a long, bitter, nightmarish rant. And then the very first phone call he took on the air was Jeff Mayhew. Who gave him a car?
Thank you, Jeff Mayhew.
And got to thank you, Jeff Mayhew, for a year.
Yes, and that car turned out to be a classic, cool car, a Chevy Nova.
Not just a car.
Yeah, a Chevy Nova.
I don't understand why Don stopped thanking him at the end of each show. He used to say, "Over the edge vehicle."
He saved the show. Thank you, Jeff.
He saved the show. But the deal was, it was only for a year. Do you get the pat on the back?
No, it was about 2 years.
The show was tottering on the edge. And
3 years.
It was tipped back from the abyss. So
he grilled Jeff Mayhew on the air. He was like, "What? You live out in the sunset? It's pretty salty out there. Are you sure?" So did, have you been keeping the car well, the in the room, garage the, or out on the street?
The rumor is that Dick Goodbody might be coming down from Seattle to help out Negative Land in figuring out what to do with Don Chevy Nova, because it's just sitting there next to the Don's favorite dumpster.
That's right. And if you'd like to purchase Don's Chevy Nova, write your best offer to cland@negativeland.com, and you can personally send me the money, and I will abscond with it.
Isn't it just scented inside? It's specially scented inside, isn't it?
It most likely is. Everything he touched
it smells
seems
like
to be.
Tape.
It smells like tape.
Like magnetic tape.
Okay, I have a about a 12-minute piece.
12 minutes?
So, take a nap.
I am very...
Let's go talk to these police officers who are kindly
who are
waiting
coming
for us outside.
Here to say goodbye to Don, yes.
Just
would you like to play that by itself, Feldman?
I would. Let me, just by way of introduction... this is an
hello?
Excerpt. Well, okay, one more call.
Oh,
hello,
right.
You're on the air. Don't say hello.
Go ahead. Say
one
hello.
One more call. Oh, make
I,
it
I
fast.
This is the occasion where you could say hello.
Say it. Don is no longer here. You can say hello.
Go on. Oh, God, I've already screwed
no,
all
didn't
up.
Want to.
Yeah, okay. Just check the script. You're on page 46.
Yes. That's a good cue for what I'm about to play.
Very often.
Yes.
We've given the show to you. Now, come on.
Do it.
You have two callers on the line.
Yeah, now do something.
Oh, do something.
This is about when
come
he
on.
Would hit the hang up button.
More callers
I have more patience than he
what?
Does. Now hurry up and do show.
I shook your hand in Kentucky, and
you shook my hand
a man
in Kentucky.
Touched you in Kentucky,
man.
I bet that was our show at Newport. Was that
yeah.
our?
Did I wash my hands afterwards?
Well, I didn't see you do it.
So you didn't follow me into the men's room.
So you're casting. No, but I winked at you when you were coming back.
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't you wink at me? It was my neck.
It was Don and, Don and Mark.
Well, that makes sense. They were there. That was across from, like, a floating casino or something.
It was.
Yes.
Well, no. Actually, it really wasn't. It was at some weird TV bar.
Was that with a beautiful red velvet
curtain
backdrop?
Yeah.
I actually quite remember that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. That was one of Don's last tour. It was tours. It was around
2010.
And that was an incredibly memorable show because of where we stayed that night. Velma, do you remember?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, tell us. You remember?
Right.
Oh, it
I'll
was
just
amazing.
Briefly explain, there was a wonderful man who headed up the... And I mean that sincerely, who headed up the motel where the organizers of that concert in Newport, Kentucky put us up. And one of the first things he offered, if anyone wants a foot massage...
A foot massage.
I would be happy to give you one.
This was at 2 in the morning.
Oh, well, he mentioned it when we checked in. And I did not take him up on it, but you did.
Yes.
You did.
I thought, what the heck?
Yeah, Don didn't do it.
That guy I met and who shook my hand back in the club didn't follow me into the men's room, so if all I can settle for is a foot rub,
a foot
I'll
job
take it.
From
a foot
some
job.
Dude in some...
And it was pretty clear that he was getting a different kind of enjoyment out of rubbing my feet than I might if I had been rubbing his feet.
Foot
job. Foot job.
Foot job.
That is a true story about Newport, Kentucky, and I wish I could remember the name of the hotel, the motel. Maybe.
I have some other memory of you and our sound man running up and down the hallway desperately trying to find some Wi-Fi
Internet.
Signal and
yes.
it just never came in, or it did here and it did there, and there was strange activities in this hotel motel going on. It's very late at night.
There were very well coiffed women.
Very well coiffed.
There were coiffed women at all corners.
Yes.
All right. I would like to play this
Go
piece.
Ahead. It's your time. It's your time is now, Velma.
We're going to revisit an Over the Edge from 2001. And this episode is called The Ultimate Pinsmack. Stop, please.
Wow. That is quite a sound.
Here, let's... all right. Let's listen to Mark's sound.
How's that coming through in the other room there, Pazev?
That's just about enough, actually. Perfect length. So this broadcast featured Pastor Dick, the weatherman, Velma Wallenrod, that's me.
Oh, hi, Velma.
And other people. And it was notable for being one of the most shambolic of all Over the Edges ever, because there was a script. And as most of you know, there usually is not. And
usually scripts, our pages are numbered.
Yes, and also looked at in advance.
What happened in this particular case, Velma? Remind us.
Well, not only were they not numbered, and each copy was seemingly slightly different, but the persons who were to read them did not receive their scripts until about 11:55 p.m. Yes. So it was a great surprise, and this is what transpired. Let's go.
It's time to go over to the next team, where we're looking to the faithful few to get that score in position.
You can kill the mics here, Fred.
On the first frame for the faithful few, taking his position is Harold Camping.
Well, it's my turn.
No, it's Harold Camping's turn.
The script says, next bowler, Velma Wallenrod.
It's
and
Velma.
And I'm supposed to get a gutter ball.
Will you take care of that?
Oh, dear, I'm on the wrong page.
We have to get Velma out of there.
Let's
with
get
a big
Harold
run in
up,
her
I'll
stocking, she is approaching the line now.
We'll take it from here.
And now approaching the pins.
Excuse me.
Harold Camping.
She can't approach the pins, Zach. That would be illegal.
I'm very, very confused and sorry. Can you all hear me?
Okay, he's not supposed to be on mic. Needs to be where
Harold,
he belongs.
Move the mic out of the way of my face.
Tell him to bowl.
Yep.
Somebody.
Harold.
Who's the floor person down there?
Harold. I'm not, but he can hear me. Harold, just bowl. Will you please?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And he's stepping up to the line now. That big backswing, there it goes.
That's the big backswing. Another miss. And that is our third gutter ball for the evening from Mr. Harold Camping. It looks like the faithful few are...
Just a moment, Zach, please. I would like to get something straight here. Who has the gutter ball sound? I have the gutter ball sound. Mr. Engineer over there, if you're hitting pins with your gutter balls, that's no good.
That's correct.
Let me handle the gutter balls. All right,
we can edit them out later.
All right. Now we see Harold Camping has collapsed next to the... what the hell is that down there? Some kind of a rug cleaning machine.
That's right, and he's getting into position for his next whatever you call it.
Boy, this improvising really is going well here, Zach.
Yes, it is.
But it doesn't matter. No one's listening.
That's right.
He's getting ready now. He's got his fingers in the ball, Zach. And there's the back squint. Head bobbing, eyes bugging out. He must be 83. There he goes, the famous four-step approach. There it is, the back squint, and he releases it.
And he's got a curve on the ball this time. But it looks like it's curving a bit too far.
Oh.
And it's another miss for the team of Velma Wallenrod and Harold Camping, the faithful few. And now we're back to...
right where we started, Zach.
Where are we on this script, anyway?
Bowling, beer, and applause.
Okay, we're not at that point. We're going to take the next one. Okay, there, we've got it.
We've got Bin Pandit. Carla Bin Pandit now stepping up.
Oh, she has pinched her finger between
the balls. With his special power ball. And this is a dangerous weapon in the hands of a dangerous man.
There she goes. Well, it isn't a man. It's Velma, isn't it?
And Ben...
why am I looking at her?
Ben Pandit taking that stance. It looks like he's going to put the turby twist on it.
Oh, that alley. Wow.
And he is a rough and tough contender. Just biding his time.
He's biting his tongue too, Zach.
Oh, dear.
And all there right. He goes. There's the backswing. There he goes. The approach. There it is. Oh, it's a spotlight. Heavily twisted ball in the gutter.
No, it was... wrong.
I'm looking at the wrong alley again, Zach. Who?
That was somebody else.
24. Okay.
The man in the turban still taking his stance, staring down those pins.
Evil
glint in his eye.
There he goes.
Oh, look at that. Have you ever seen anything like it? Of course, he wipes those pins out, and they go down. Every last one of them. Strike for the first frame.
A prediction was made on the move before the ball hit the pins.
I wish the pages were numbered, because I have no idea where I am, and you can hardly tell me without any numbers.
Well, I wish I knew when you guys had tapes lined up.
Next bowler.
Still using tape over there. I can't believe it. Audio.
All right, isn't Velma next? There it is, the patented Velma approach to the foul line with that slight twist in the back spring. There goes, and she lofts the ball down the alley.
And that one's looking good. Oh, got a little curve on it. Another gutter ball.
That sounded like a hit to me, Zach. I can't see the end of the alley. My glasses are a bit...
All right, so still a big zero for the team from Oakland, California, here at the Walnut Bowl in Walnut Creek.
That's right.
Looking to get some action, some pin-falling action on this next shot from Velma as she steps up and takes her stance.
My hernia is bothering me so badly.
And there she is, complaining as usual.
I don't think I'm ready to do this shot yet.
And her famous...
Would someone please bring me a ball that weighs a pound or two lighter, because my hernia is absolutely dismal at this time.
Oh, just ball, Velma.
All right, here I go.
And I've got...
Velma's ready to go now.
And I bet you it's a gutter ball, right, Zach?
Oh, that one looks much better.
No.
Oh, a six.
Well, this was my problem before we began, Zach, is how are we going to know what they're supposed to be hitting?
Because it's right here on the script.
I left my glasses in the car.
And now it's time for a break. And here to keep things lively, it's the Concord Blue Devils Men's Chorus, brought to you in part by Rhett White Ford, where it only takes a minute to get a better deal. And we're back, moving into that critical second frame, and the weatherman is again walking out, ready to start up that second frame, and he's red and ready.
That's right, Zach, and the big news is all about the disloyalty of the weatherman, championship bowler turned traitor, who has driven his former partner crazy. Defensive Dale Embry to the mental ward. Man, I can't believe I'm having so much fun here, Zach. But anyway.
And the faithful few making yet another grand but humble entrance, much to the delight of the throngs of patriotic Americans here tonight.
I hope.
What will happen next?
I hope everyone is enjoying this as much as we are. Zach! Possibly.
And Velma Wallingford grabbing that announcer's mic again.
I don't know why, Zach, but I just can't compose myself at this time.
I think if she could say anything, she'd be saying to what's his name?
Zach.
Listen here, it's no wonder you've got your flag in a trash bag because your country...
Zach, I suggest we go to theme and regain our composure before the theme.
I'm not...
All right, well, we have no theme. I'll try to get back on track. Oh, there's the theme, Zach. It's a big one. I wish I knew where I was, Zach. I just wish I knew where I was.
I think you're at the part.
It would help so much.
Here it is.
Don't worry, it'll come out in the mix. Oh, this is the mix. Zach, pay attention. Tell me where I am.
Corlabin Pandit is now in position. What is he up to?
Okay,
he's using yet Other Powerball, the one he passed off to the weatherman just minutes ago.
I don't see anything on my page that remotely relates to what you're saying.
Attention, script calls for Harold Camping to throw two more gutter balls.
Which page are we on?
Just turn the thing over. We're on the back page.
Well, you should have numbered them. Be easy, man.
Good thing this show is going to be cut before it goes out on the air.
What's the back page? I got like five pages to go.
I think this show's going to be 5 minutes long. But
I didn't miss that much, did I? I'd like to go back and...
staple booklet. If you look on the very back, you will see page six, I do believe.
I'd like to go back in time now.
What do you think of that chalk bag, bud?
Well, Zach, I think you're skipping along doing bit after bit that says Zach and skipping all the buds and to the point where I don't even know where I am anymore.
And that mysterious white powder coming out right now from that chalk bag, so-called chalk bag, of Coralabin Pandit.
In observance of the events of September 11, chalk bags will not be allowed in the bowling alley for the duration. Thank you.
That's right, and as you well know, or our regular fans know, chalk bags and shoe powder have been prohibited here at Walnut Bowl since September 11th.
Now, are you reading now, or are you making this up? Because I just can't find any of this. I don't know which page I'm on at this point.
I think we should stop.
And Ben Pandit!
Well, we sure have
Ben
missed...
Ben Pandit is getting in position!
We sure have missed a lot of what I was supposed to say, well, Zach.
Ben Pandit! Spreading those arms out, it looks like he's going to apply that maneuver that he calls the 767.
And will that mean that he hits any pins, Zach?
I wouldn't be surprised if they all went down.
All right, look at him go. He's approaching now. There's the backswing. There's the four-step approach. And here he goes. It's going down the alley.
And yet another strike.
Too bad.
That's two strikes within minutes of each other.
One more strike and he's out.
Do you think this will happen again?
I certainly do, Zach, because this will certainly never make the networks.
I don't think it's a matter of will he strike again. It's the question is, the answer is, one or the other, why?
Yes, the question is the answer. And I think that just about sums it up for Walnut Bowl. Oh, my God.
And I now sure it looks like... Looks like Harold Camping.
Wait a minute. But until then, the fact remains. Oh, no, that's the first page.
Looks like Harold Camping is having a bit of a problem.
Yes, you can.
It's like they're going to send in a pinch bowler for their team, which is Velma.
To experience Judgment Day, indeed he was. He has become sin for all those who believe on eyes like before.
And we will be back with more of the Ultimate Pinch Smack. I'm Zach Hassaway from the wonderful Walnut Bowl in the effervescent city of Walnut Creek, California. Okay, well, that's it.
That's it?
The optimum position is when the bottom plastic portion of, from the flat portion of the front, your tone arm still sets down in the wrong place.
We cut into normal programming with an all-points broadcast bulletin from UMN, Howland Island. Latest reports from the Tool Rebellion at Tycho Station on the Moon continue to flow in. The latest to be cleared for broadcast reliability is a report from those humans, UMN geologists, now on their way to Tycho Station, who report observing a direct thermosol attack on the Mertz manufacturing satellite in stationary orbit above the dark side. They report that damage to the huge satellite was extensive, space was full of little red brains, and the destruction was so extensive that it could not possibly go unnoticed or unmentioned by any observer who might pass close by it. And therefore, anyone who might have claimed to pass the Mertz satellite and failed to notice that it had been virtually destroyed must have been making up their location out of thin air. And in other entertainment news, Dickie Diamond, partially washed up but still dirty enough to look real, takes a little time off from his summer sim appearance in the Black Hole Tube's Last Roundup. His role there, a general store operator in Sour Flats, Utah, circa 1890...